Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stonham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to third. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Swanson. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Stonham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Stonham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0 for 0 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoneham takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Dickey who tags Appling, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stoneham moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-1 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Stoneham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stoneham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari bunts towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.